Bob does it every day. He comes and looks back at the old home place one last time before he goes to the beach every day. Because he's never sure if he's going to make it back, you see. He never knows for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of the snipers? I mean, I don't believe that.
It's not snipers, it's Yates. He's not worried about dying. He's on the fifth gate. He's not on Maui. He's on the fifth gate. And if he messes up and goes the wrong way, he can get tangled up. That's why Lappert's ice cream and $20 and a nickel is his marker. And when it changed, that was to tell him something. Because it used to be $20 and that was the tip. But now it's $20 and a nickel. So he knows he has to throw it in the jar. And he knows if he does that the right way, then it's appropriate. He's on the right path. But if he goes in there and they say, that'll be $6.95, he's going to turn around and quietly walk away. Him. Yeah,
right.
That's what he knows.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't know what ice cream costs. He don't know how it's served. He don't know who's in charge of it. He don't know how it got there. He don't know what to do with it. He don't know what it tastes like. He just knows it's just a function that he kind of engages. But you really pin him down on it, shit, he could be eating horse manure, and he wouldn't know no difference. He wouldn't have no idea. But he, it's a function. It's the repetitive bullshit, pardon the pun, that allows him to connect. And that connection is very important.
Right.
Very important. Because now it becomes the proclivity of him validating his repose. See? He asked him, are you lost? I have no idea. I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know when I'll get back. So I'm not lost. I'm never lost. I'm never found. I'm foundless. It's all good. I'm foundless. And then it's fine because even in his own world, it doesn't make any difference. And so that's just an example. That's an example of the kenotic state of bliss that he has to navigate in. Now, let's say he goes to swim, like he couldn't even go walk because of you. Okay. He was going to the beach. If he went to the beach
again,
and there was no water, and there was no water there, that'd be troublesome. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep it simple. There's still water here. Okay, everything's okay.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be good water or bad water or choppy water or cold water or warm water or wet water. It doesn't even have to be salty water. He just only fresh water. He doesn't judge the water. He has opinions about, oh, it's just too windy. The wind's blowing. It's raising hell. There's bull sharks out there and tiger sharks, but they don't eat Bob. They don't want him for dinner. Everybody else running for the hills, and he's teasing. He says, come on, you. Come here, tiger shark. Me and you want to get ass whooping. Come on, let's go. I'm gonna drag you in, and I ain't going to eat you because you don't taste good, and I don't know what you taste like, but I think you don't taste good, so I'm not going to eat you. You're not sushi grade anyway, and so, therefore, we're going to go at this. So, there we go.
That's true. Very accurate. It's how I live, Bert. It's how I live.
See, that's why his shoes are such a thing. He only wants one pair of shoes, and he wants to wear those shoes until he wears those shoes out. Because once he gets them comfortable and broke in, he knows the feel. And when he has new shoes, it takes him about a couple of weeks to get used to them because it's aggravating. They don't fit right. They don't make them like the last day. They're not as good as they should have been. They could have been much better. I'm an old shoe. There's too many choices. Why do I need 99 pairs of shoes? I only have 2 feet. I only need one pair of shoes. Why do I need 99 shoes? And he washes the shoes to see if he can keep them. They only last so long. He knows this. But he goes through that same pattern ritualistically to make sure he can gauge where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
No.
He's using an analog, a ridiculous, inappropriate, out of date by about 20 fucking years, Panasonic $6.25 ear pod headphone with a damn stick microphone that Lily Tomlin used to wear when she'd say one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy when she was on Laugh-In, sitting there during one. That's the same exact headphones with the war. He's got wars. Wars coming out of his head. It's the damnest thing you ever seen. Can't hear shit on the thing. Can't hear nothing. Fix your phone. Fix your phone. Fix your phone. I'm not talking to you. I can't hear you. Is everybody else blurry? I can't hear you. Speak plainly. Fix it. And then say, then magically the recording is perfect. It's perfect. So we said, okay, we're going to move you into the digitized world. And he didn't push back on it. He would have pushed back on it. But he knows the tech body is going to encourage this encroachment. And he doesn't care about it being not best quality. What he cares about is it always be the same. You understand? Do you understand that bad, as long as it's consistently the same, is better than the best ever, but being incremental?
Okay, yes.
For him. That.
Yes.
He would rather eat a bad meal consistently than one good meal and then 16 raunchy ones.
Yeah, I hate cage. I hate cage.
That's right. Any kind. Any kind. Even if it's bad. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I hate that. You remember Puffs, Bob? You remember how many pounds of Puffs did you eat? Y'all remember Puffs? Remember Puffs?
That's when we first got here.
Yes.
The 9 months before Ion showed up, we ate Puffs.
You ate puffs. And then you remember Snickerbars? Remember Snickerbars? That was pretty
Remember Snickerbars?
Karen liked to die. She didn't think he was ever gonna live through that. That was pretty good. And the ice cream Snickerbars, they were cold. That was good too. And the ice cream ones, that was nice. And you remember you had to order the other little things, but after the stupid green drink stuff, what was it, the kale, chip, crip, slip, dip, something, before nut pate, long before nut pate, because you know you like the nut pate.
Green drink?
Because you ate the...
The green drink?
No, it's a version. No, it's green, it's just a drink, it's a version.
Oh, yeah, green.
Stew bones. Yeah,
it was the green drink.
Stew bones
drink. Yeah, it was a green drink,
But that Sue Bones green drink, it was actually good. It was actually good. They did that for years and years and years. But this is the new improved one that really was sewage. It was like fresh dysentery, basically. It was delicious. He enjoyed it thoroughly, I'm sure. But he didn't care. He just drank it. He didn't make any difference. It's all good. But didn't see things have evolved, because that's the whole point. But now, you tell him, Bob, because remember you got to Maui, and then you moved to the fifth gate. That was not instant. You didn't originally land in the fifth gate. You remember that?
Oh, you mean when we moved to this house, and we start renting the house, the highest house in the community, that was the fifth gate. That was the fifth gate.
The special place, because you weren't happy in the other half, and you didn't know why.
Right, so this house we're in now, you're saying, is the fifth gate house.
Correct.
Yeah, you told us, you couldn't tell us the fifth gate stuff back then, so you just said we had to move here, because Ion showed up pretty well right when we moved here, and we had to have room for all the ghosts that Iondom was attracting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the original reason Ion said we moved here.
Wow. And the view, so that you could cast them. And the view that you, so you could cast them into the ocean.
The view would cast them into the ocean?
You had to have the right ocean view to be able to cast the ghost into the ocean. You remember that?
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
no, I don't remember
you
that.
Had the mosquitoes. Yes, you do, because otherwise you had the mosquitoes in Maui Meadows. It's ridiculous. You had them bugs.
Yeah.
It blows the bugs into Maui Meadows. The most exclusive place in Maui, and they eat up with damn bugs. It's crazy. You live in a damn bug-invested world.
So I blew the bugs into Maui Meadows?
No, the angels. I mean, angels, you did that, and the spookers.